Hello, it's Red News Podcast 57, and I'm getting abuse in the background, and this is going to get further abuse because we've actually, believe it or not, a few people have asked how they can help, and I've set up a Patreon, which is a modern type of fucking shite, but if anyone wants to help, and they won't even let you do a quid, so you've got to do it as a dollar, but if you want to give a dollar a month, that sounds shite, but you can help out, so it's patreon.com/rednews. And that will help us. Anyway, right, podcast 57, and I'm with Ben and a few others, and you went to, which I've checked now, the 42nd Norwich Beer Festival yesterday. So was it Lock Up Your Tractors?
It was Lock Up Your Tractors, yeah. Yeah, there was plenty of bucks and longs pulling the bikes, and a good time. So,
was it good?
It was great, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's 42 years of some going, isn't it? So... It's probably one of the biggest ones I've ever been to, but there was music, there was loads of different beers, and
it's an afternoon.
And a bit of a sore head.
Today, yeah. We started at 1 o'clock.
You watched the rugby before?
We watched the rugby at the mate's house.
You didn't start on it that early? Here,
so we came down Friday, stayed with mate. You
always make a weekend of it here, don't you?
We do, yeah, because like I say, my mate Rob's here, so we like to come down. We watched the rugby at his, Bacon Bought his, and then we were out about 1. I think it lasted until about 11:30, something like that.
We both said, I'm not... come over, Rob, you can talk about Norwich life.
Tell us about Norwich life, Rob.
It's got a good beer festival, lots of good pubs.
And you met your wife in this pub?
Yeah.
It was a beautiful barmaid,
obviously. Well, there you go. So it's as if by magic. Well, he married a barmaid here.
To be honest, Rob was telling me yesterday.
I wasn't looking at her.
It's all right, she's left.
But he was telling me that there were bucks and blondes, but they're all middle-aged women in England rugby shirts, so I think he oversold the barmaids at the beer festival.
I'm not a big rugby fan, but I've watched the last two games and enjoyed it to turn rugger bugger. But the only downside is, I think, like in Japan next week, you'll just have so many tossers, like Mick Jagger, Piers Morgan, Prince Andrew. They'll all be in a line of tossers. You think you've never fucking liked it before. And then I got thinking, imagine if United, before each game, did a haka. What would that be like? You'd have like
Phil Jones
would just fall over. It'd be Paul Pogba would do his slow run.
Yeah. I can imagine Jesse Lingard.
Jesse Lingard would do an Instagram dance.
Yeah.
You could have like everyone doing it, everything. Right, so where do we think? Kit, today? I was in the bar earlier on my own, having a moment of a roast. And three Norwich fans said, God, United are shit. We should beat them. Yeah. And I thought, doesn't that say it all?
Yeah, well, don't be argued a point. Not come with any confidence, particularly. I mean, it's the sort of game we should be winning, but we were with a Norwich fan yesterday, weren't we? And, you know, he's not feeling particularly confident either because they're shipping goals. But you wouldn't be surprised either way, really.
Well, they're shipping goals, and we can't
score. Yeah.
I've actually made notes. You wouldn't believe it, but what do we think on Ollie said after the game on Thursday? I hope we're going to stop Norwich because it's always going to be difficult down here. When I watched their game against Liverpool, I saw a team with lots of courage. They were brave, they played their own way and kept going. That has given them some great results, and they're a tough team. I hope we're at our best. So do we think that's a bit Moyes-esque?
Well, it is a bit Moyes-esque, isn't it, really? I mean, they beat City, but they're second from bottom, aren't they? So, you know, we've got to be coming down in games like this.
For a team that's... It's pretty...
Yeah, we are, though, isn't it? Under Moyes, as I said, we're a team that just won the league. Under Ollie... The team are what they are. We know where we are. Hopefully, the few players coming back will make a difference.
I mean, I think Ollie did. He did really well last week against Liverpool. He got the tactics right, didn't he? And I think you look at Arsenal away, Chelsea away last year. That's when he tends to do well in those bigger against crap teams. We just can't break anyone down, can we? No creativity.
But we lack that creative. Like we said, Mata was very good with the ball on Thursday, but he's so slow, and he doesn't have players who can.
He's past it, but I mean, did you see? After the Arsenal game, they had Roy Keane on Monday Night Football. I mean, if you've seen the Carragher was interviewing about, you know, they showed lots of clips of Keane at the time, and he was talking about, you know, in those teams, there was always runners, and there was always, as soon as you got the ball, you played it forward. And you look at this team, England now, and Ollie's talking about playing it forwards. And, but there's no one to aim at. You know, Keane was saying it was easy because you always have people if you just ping it into and make those runs. And, you know, there's just no movement in this team.
Yeah, but our quality of our squad.
Well, the quality's not there, absolutely.
You know, it's not the squad haven't quite cottoned on to the fact that they're not where they were. So when we play the big teams, they think they need to turn up and they play on that level. Yeah. It's almost like they still think they can turn up into these smaller teams.
I think it's easier playing against teams who have more of the ball. You know, we're suited to that. Like, I knew we'd, well, I didn't know, but I thought we'd probably do all right against Liverpool because they'd have a lot of the ball and we would have a chance to kick them on the counter attack. Because we do have some speed in the team, don't we? We just don't have creativity.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a team that's going to attack you, you can get Rashford, Martial, James in behind him and create a bit that way. But if you get a team that should just sit back, you know, which I assume Norwich
We must be quite easy to read.
Yeah, well, we're very flexible, aren't we?
But it makes me...
Players with speed are head down and run. They're not head up looking for the next pass.
But do we like defeatist talk? Like, should a United manager ever be saying...
No, it shouldn't be. We should be fed up with Norwich.
But we know he's being nice. We're just ignoring it. It's the only thing that makes a thing of it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Ollie out on...
On Twitter. No, but
there are people at the game who think this isn't going to last and he's not... capable enough.
That's that kind of stupid. We don't leave it till the end of the year.
I think you've got to give him 12 months from now. I'd give him two more windows. I think the players he's brought in have been good. Anyone else comes in, they've got the same problem. No one's going to do much better with this. You know, he's not getting everything right. But I think if there's no improvement this time next year, then it's probably fair to ask serious questions. But I think he needs two more windows for me before you can judge him.
What he's inherited and troubles behind the scenes with signing and getting the shipping players out.
Well, just like to keep, you know, Woodward absolving himself. If you read the interview, it's just like this last 6 years wasn't him. It's, you know, like I admit I made, you know, one error, and if it stems from the top,
he's responsible for it, isn't he? I mean, you've got whatever he says now. You know, whether things will get better.
Well, I don't believe anything that Woodward says. That's my starting position.
Well, the best thing in that interview is when he denied telling Phil Jones to shut up. I was asking the press lady, was it Jock who got Woodward? Come on. So if you can't believe that, then what, you can't believe anything else, can you?
But the cultural reboot DNA, if you're talking to a manager who's sacked all these men, then there's no, and also is absolving himself from his position of responsibility. If your boss is at work, if your chief executive kept making mistakes after mistake, then how can you blame the
manager below them, yeah.
The people are at.
But I mean, the only people who are going to sack him are the guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think in terms of Ollie, like I say, I've said I would give him two more windows, but I'm not convinced he'll get that. You know, it is a results business.
I woke up last Sunday and I felt all right. But I've had a bad feeling about today for weeks. I just cannot see us winning today.
I read somewhere that this was the game of the day, Mark, that if we lose today, you know, because they said Liverpool, he's got a pass for. Partizan, they're not that bothered about the Europa. Today could be another away defeat, having lost the West Ham. Could be the final nail for him.
Yeah, but that is ridiculous. You know, my view, we just have to almost say this season is going to be completely and utterly toss, and you've got to find. Yeah. But how many times have we scored more than once? Which is really, really, really bad as any football side.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, if you're only scoring one goal, the pressure's massive on the defence to keep you clean sheets, isn't it?
But where are we? Where are...
I didn't realise you were allowed to score more than once. Just
but this is the counterpoint that... I'd never want Roger, but that Rodgers and even Lampard, but they had better players, better quality in their squad. But it doesn't take as long to get a vision if you have better players around.
Lampard's the team that won the league not long ago.
Are we saying that Leicester have got better players than us?
Yeah, easy.
Well, that's a separate thing. I don't know, really.
Leicester's first team better than our first.
But we beat them, you know. Let's take our...
But initially, we saw that as a big game. They've got a good chance.
But would you stick with three at the back? Because it's working.
As long as Jones ain't one of them.
As we call it, six at the back.
Yeah. How was Belgrade for those who went?
Very good, yeah.
Very good.
Good trip. Nice place.
Their fans hanging around in trees.
Yeah, hiding in trees.
At the ground. But yeah, it was fine all around. Yeah.
Belgrade is a place. Really nice place. When we got within a mile of the ground, it was a very different place. But other than the walk to the ground, it was
no trouble.
No trouble. Didn't see anything. Really nice people. Recommend it as a place to go and visit. Just avoid the ground.
And I thought that we said earlier about the Rashford criticism for him. We haven't won in 240 odd days. It's the 90th minute. Why shouldn't he run down to the corner flag? You know, if we're nitpicking everything.
Was he getting grief for that?
It was a meltdown. Yeah.
If he'd given the ball away, we could see that a goal. He'd get grief the way around.
James got grief as well, because about 2 minutes before he broke away and there was a ball and Rashford was flying down one wing and we didn't play the ball. I thought it was a good result
on Thursday. It's hostile, really hostile place to go and play. And
well, this is, we had terrible games under Fergie in Europe, especially in the
last. Away from home in Europe.
But this game, I don't think we played well collectively as a since 2009. Which is really sad. We had the good, you know, obviously
when
we
first came in, didn't they?
Consistently over a where you could say that was a good season. I know we won the league with Van Persie, but that is damning that we've waited a decade to think, to look. Yeah, but I've said this before, I don't think we realised how lucky we were with that 08. 09 era.
It was one of the greatest teams of all time, wasn't it? So,
and I think we sort of took it for granted, you know.
We won away from home for the first time in 7 months. So whether it was a great team performance or not, at some point we had to get that monkey off our back and actually win away from home. So it was more important. That was probably the most important thing about it. We actually went somewhere and won away from home.
I think those two games this week, Liverpool and Partizan, have given us maybe something to build on. So we'll have to see whether that actually happens now today.
Well, this is a huge.
You hope that will transfer into the players, don't you? So Rashford looked a lot more confident after he got the goal against Liverpool.
Yeah. It was a good performance. We were looking up to win that game.
I thought he held on to, like, and his substitutions. If there's one thing we could have a go at him for, he hangs on to his subs all the time.
Yeah.
And that's been a long. That isn't. But I'm pleased, you know, Martial. But he's a very inconsistent player. But he excites me being back.
Well, I think Martial and Pogba, if we get those two back, they are going to make a difference. You know, whatever you think about Pogba, you know, we have missed him because he's the only one who does have any kind of creativity in that midfield.
Yeah.
Without Pogba, it just massively exposes our strength.
He is awaiting for Godot argument, but I'm desperate to get him back.
Yeah.
Until he fucks off, or he's not really asked and he just wants to fuck off anyway.
Well, the thing is, if he wants a move, he's going to have to play well to get it, really, isn't he? You know, like, if you look at, like, Coutinho when he left Liverpool, he had a really good half a season or whatever it was. And if he wants that move to Madrid, for Madrid to pay what we want, then he's going to have to perform to get it, isn't he? So,
my dongle keeps falling out. I feel like morose about United. That's the only, not this, not the crack, not the travelling. I love coming to Norwich, it's a great drink, quite, but I just feel like there's so much negativity around.
Yeah.
There's so much hopelessness. I can't see a way out of it in the short term.
Well, there isn't in the short term, is there? We've got to accept it's going to get worse before it gets better, or maybe we're in the worst now.
Well, it's got to be. It's any worse than it is relegation.
Well, all right, maybe.
But I'm actually looking, you know, but I posted. I looked last night again at the scores, thinking you don't want to be 17th or 18th. Not that we are, we're never going to get relegated, but I just want a bit. I know, well, funny enough, we talked about it in Den Haag, and then we've gone shit, and we are actually close.
Having said that, if we win the next, if we win today and we're at Bournemouth, we'll be back up hopefully outside the top four. Everybody else is dressing points, you know, apart from the top two.
Yeah, but we're particularly poor.
We are,
but then one of my friends who's a Spurs fan texted me last night and said, have you seen the table, and showed me a picture of where we are. And I said, well, if you lose to Liverpool and we win today, suddenly we're ahead of you. So it's like, well, actually,
yeah, well, if we win today, we're seventh.
No, but I mean, that's what I mean. Like, everyone's laughing at us, but you win one game and someone who casts a rival loses. Suddenly, that's how poor everyone else is.
I just want to see good football.
Yeah.
Is it that impossible or not? Yeah, no, we did. It's first half, but we were the victims of our own.
You're always better against teams who have more of the ball. Yeah. But today, you know, if I was Norwich, I just sit back and let us have the ball and know that we can't really hurt them.
Well, the one thing, the Norwich fans who said we're shit, they did say they're very bad against teams who counter.
Yeah.
So I thought, hope. Seize that hope at the bar. Run with it.
We just keep giving the ball to each other.
Yeah. Just sit in the centre circle.
Keep giving it away. Oh, we'll do that anyway.
Well, do the rugby thing. Just kick it out of touch.
If we need to give the ball away, we just play
free.
I think the sad thing at the moment, though, is like you say, when you go to a game now, you always had that optimism, and at the moment, everyone's going to the ground a bit like...
I haven't enjoyed very many games.
Are you optimistic?
I did enjoy last week, I've got to say. I enjoyed the Liverpool game.
Yeah, but good atmosphere. Finally, a good atmosphere. Yeah, yeah. Good luck. Yeah.
Well, that run...
Good game.
So I've been going through old, sad, but, you know, highlights and that. And you think, we were so happy last December, well, from January, February, March. You know, Fulham, it was a great atmosphere. I think 3-1 was it.
So what's changed since then?
Well, did they get so complacent? Did they just... I think, I can't remember, it might have been Derek Brazil in the mag saying, but they were a team who, you know, threw their toys out with Jose. Then they wanted to prove to Ollie, and so they were happy. Then they wanted to show the next manager, oh, I'm good. You know, it can't be that.
No, I think a lot of them are just not good.
But confident. No, but I say, like, Lingard is not as bad as he's... He's not the answer, he's not... But he is better than this. And confidence. Yeah, but the England game... For once, the England game was the kickstart to this recent...
He's scored against Liverpool, so maybe he's turned the corner. But, you know, we always said that if either him or Martial got injured or lost form this season, we were going to really struggle. And what have we had? One out of form and one injured. So,
when you've got music, Mark... You just wanted a music podcast. Who did you see? The Stittles. Skittles?
The Skins.
And you saw the Rifles. Right, okay.
We went to see last Sunday after the game. It was the London African Gospel Choir performing Graceland. It was brilliant.
And I've seen one gig in 10 years.
And who was that?
Rudimental. Who were very good. But I did watch Joanna Lumley the other day in Japan. And she spoke... Everything's so nice. And I thought, does she go to the toilet? And like, there's no Bogwell. And she goes, there's no Bogwell. Isn't that lovely? Everything's so nice. You can't ever hear her going, fucking Lingard, you've given, or Fred, you've given the ball. Oh, Fred, what have you done? Anyway, right, predictions.
2-1.
Paul, you didn't want to appear here.
3-1 to the Red Devils.
Rob, score?
Score 2-0 United.
Tom?
3-0 United.
Bloody hell. Have you seen this, Tom?
Have you sobered up for
that beer festival? Yeah. Was it the 42nd beer festival or 42 beers?
It was a
42nd.
That's all their November goals.
I'm going to go for offensive 2-1 as well, actually. You know,
wow.
Same offensive 2-1. United.
Sorry, lads. 1-1. 1-1.
But having said that, it wouldn't surprise me if we got beat.
No, I think we're all saying that with very much optimism rather than really.
So what? Right, Rob, Tom, Ben, what was the best beer you had yesterday?
Northern Blonde. I like a Northern Blonde.
I had one called Little Sharpie.
We're drinking now.
We could do with him today.
Tom,
yeah, it was a Stella. It's a grain.
Right, I was That's not a beer festival. And someone's doing. Who is that? Is that a beer festival fart coming through? Because someone needs to leave this building. That's either the worst drains in the world. Oh, Joanna Lumley didn't have any bog roll.
I had a beer festival shit this morning.
Right, on that note, see you after. So that was good, very pleasing, really love it, seeing happy faces again, not getting carried away, but that shitstorm I keep saying all season, that gives us a bit of breathing space, and that iota of hope that you want to grasp onto. I leave thinking Martial makes a difference, we still look solid in the back, and like we, I thought we did, maybe, I didn't think we have I wasn't optimistic at all, so when you all said you're optimistic, but we said Scott McTominay is, but he put in a performance today where you do think there's hope. That's a absolute, apart from the mistake for the goal, top quality. So I thought the United end was brilliant. I thought Wan-Bissaka was very good again. McTominay, Rashford looked up for it. He was running the ball, and I will give him up, slag him off all the time. But Fred, he only gave the ball away three times, and he's had his best performance.
Do you know who my favourite player today was, in a weird kind of way, was Herrera. And not because I thought he was brilliant, but we've been playing him out right all season, and it's obviously not his position. But today, every time Rashford and Martial split, he ran through the middle, made a three at the front, and suddenly we were pressing. He kept pressing forward, and it just made, I just thought it made such a big difference. It was actually like, we were on the front foot rather than the last few games have just been so much waiting.
So he didn't think I'm sticking with a winning formation, so that's good. Yeah. That showed a lot of, and I thought the intent from minute one, we were on them. Now that wasn't, you know, I know we could have scored six or seven, but you win, score more than one. Don't, you know.
We were talking about McTominay earlier, and you were saying he's very limited, because I think he's had to be limited, but today he expressed himself more. He came forward, he was good, and Fred actually had a good job which enabled him to express himself, and that was just good performance I've seen with Fred and McTominay.
McTominay's personality is growing into that team. The amount of times you see him have little scraps and little rows, and he's becoming a big
seen it, but he went to their fans and like not blew him a kiss, but it was equivalent near the end. I mean, there's some, you know, like, this sounds a bit shit, but you can, your view at the ground can be different. So I was quite low to the pitch.
We were front row.
See, right. Watching Maguire lead the line was really impressive.
How good was Wan-Bissaka today?
Yeah, brilliant. Well, he's not. He's my player of the season so far. No, we're on a low fucking list. But I just thought
it's just the amount of interceptions he makes. He just looks class.
You've got to make sure that the next kick in the bollocks has fallen off my dongle.
But also,
fucking thing, you've got to make sure the next kick in the bollocks. So go and win Wednesday. Go and get a result on Saturday.
But even with all the solidity and everything else, then we went to score possibly one of the best goals we scored all season. You know, Martial and Rashford, that link-up play, and then the goal.
Yeah, well, they look. It was just. But that's what I mean. The hope that Martial and Rashford. Well, also we played a passage of play in about 15 minutes in where it was one touch passing. Fuck me.
I know.
I've been moaning, you know, like, take a touch. But I will say, the elephant in the room, it's benefited us more than it's not recently. Well, since.
Well, VAR is a waste of time.
Who is it? They don't even show it.
It's a joke.
So they've got the screens. I thought they showed it.
But actually,
thought they showed it at grounds where they had video.
It's an absolute joke.
It's going to bite us in the arse. But
we discussed the two penalties, and we saw them at different angles. Apparently, VAR got them right, but it's a joke.
The second penalty was
poor. VAR Rashford's goal. Why? I'm standing in line. The lino didn't give it. It's not offside. Why VAR in that?
You can't call them linos. We banned that. That's a banned word. They're lines, man. They're not linos.
They're linos.
The problem with it is
it's here.
No, but there is.
It's a joke.
You can argue there's a place for it in football. So I, in the crowd, Rashford's goal. For my eyes, I thought it was miles or so.
I was in line.
Yeah, but it's all where you sit, isn't it? So it's all subjective. And actually, you could say, oh, yeah, it was miles. Yeah, but it wasn't. But so you can't. I've always understood why it should come in. But it's so badly.
But I just think
it's just so badly done.
The magic of sport is that the referee makes a mistake.
And also.
And he doesn't get 6 minutes.
But also, what's it going?
That Welsh referee at the rugby yesterday. In the England rugby game, the Welsh referee will go, I've given a try, but let me just go back and have a. The referee's in control, he runs it, and then.
The people in the ground know.
Exactly.
So we didn't know. I thought they'd show it on a video.
They watch it on the screen.
Norwich fans are then going VAR, we're going VAR. The funniest bit was the red going for the second one, don't give a penalty, give the corner, which I thought was funny. You had to be there, but don't give the penalty because it's cruel.
But it's embarrassing, isn't it?
It's going to bite us in the arse. But it's not like, you know, two young Reds next to me fucking loved it because it's a theme park entertainment. That's not a dig. That's just an age thing.
Are you calling
out? I think the sad thing about VAR is just spend hours in the pub talking about the bad decisions of this. And what VAR was brought in is to stop any confusion. And it's mobile.
Yeah, but for the person in the ground, you've got no idea. And he didn't even know. I thought the one thing, if they delay it, it's going in the attacker's favour. Because they must be watching it again and again.
The only way you know it's VAR is because the referee puts his finger to his ear. Other than that, he would never call.
Fucking arse.
He might as well
put
it up
his
arse.
Paul.
They should run it on the screen that I'm doing cricket.
You predicted 3-0, am I right?
No, I didn't. No. I said a draw.
Oh, did you? Who predicted 3-0? Yeah,
Tom.
Because he wasn't drinking.
What did you make of that?
I said 2-1.
I thought we played well. I thought first half more, but I thought I liked that closing down. And I thought it was a bit more Christmas than passing. I thought Tommy had a really good day.
Yeah,
he was
fantastic.
Put himself around. And I think having Martial and Rashford as well, two up front, just gives us more.
But the pace as well.
The pair of them, that's what they bring.
When you have, say, Matic is slow, pedestrian, Mourinho-esque, whereas this one had a bit of.
It's building from this, isn't it? It's only not. They're they will go down, surely. This is a lot, and that's the worst side we've played all season. But they were very limited in what they.
But they still struck a couple past City, didn't they?
Yeah, but people go beautiful football, but if you haven't got, we've got a defence which is more than all right.
Watching him, he pushes
Lindelof forward. Wan-Bissaka's, his tackling.
Have we learned anything today? That we know as a team that we've had a lot of injuries. It's been a struggle. Our first team is a good team. All it's gone today to say is when we've got everyone fit, we can challenge with a lot of teams. But our squad is a million miles away from where it needs to be to ever challenge anymore.
We are now pushing for your local club place.
Well, that's what. Are we fourth? Are we sixth? Are we eighth? We're not 15th. That's the good thing. The wheels aren't falling off. People said Ollie could have been gone by now. But at the ground, everyone is singing.
And the support. There's only three teams better than us at the moment in that league. The rest of us are all a bit of a mix. Anyone can beat anyone else out of the rest of us. Three good sides, and Tottenham aren't one of them.
Yeah, but we're not going to finish fourth. It's to keep to limit the doom days. That's what we've got to do to try and get breathing space.
Fifth or sixth is what we should be targeting this year.
Well, yeah, but that's depressing. Don't.
I know, but that's our expectation. I still want us to win the league. I'm still thinking we'll win the league. But, you know, the reality is this season, fifth or sixth.
But then, so when we say a transfer window, do we wait? Can you make the movement in January to
get the right player?
Or do you wait until the summer?
You can add one or two in January and then add another two or three.
Yeah, but can you add in January a player for 5 years? Because what I love about Michael Maguire.
He's a backward signing
No, I like him. I think
he's a little, he might just not keep the goal.
If you're bringing these youngsters through, then you don't want to get a price on him. Not as old as him, but you're someone more.
No, but as we've said before, what the player can learn from Zlatan, Rashford said in a year and a half, you could learn something like, you know, Eric, you're learning off someone. But it just made, like Maguire, obviously, he was sold on the project. You watch him and you think, seeing him today close, he's a fucking defender with Wan-Bissaka. It's just nice to see people smile and happy. I mean, I am a simple United. No, but I love it. I love all the doom we've had recently.
But, and also feel like our defence is a great positive, because it does feel like for the first time since probably Rio and Village League, we've got a defence that you think.
Joanna Lumley would have loved
today. I think today.
She would have thought it was nice.
Very nice. Now that sounds like the
great. I think you love Joanna Lumley more than Shane loves,
do you? I think today it was a team.
But that's.
It was a collective. Shane together, lads. Shut. Work as a unit.
That'd be some date night. But, right, yeah.
But now, yes. Good stuff today. Saying the peak, we sat right down the front. And getting that perspective again. They sat down at that level for a long, long, long time. It was just good
to see. It is mad how little positions can. But the end, the atmosphere was very good, I thought.
And I'd say, if we think that there isn't a player today, you'd say he didn't have a good game. Actually, Young put the shift in.
Yeah.
Fred put the shift in.
No, he's better.
The whole team had a.
When Fred is okay, that's again positive. But what happens if the wheels come off on Wednesday and Saturday?
You look at our squad. So Leicester are a perfect example, and we shouldn't compare ourselves to them. But Leicester, everyone's saying they could have a great season. If they get three big injuries, they'll drop massively. And unfortunately, wherever we are, where we are, we have not got a big enough squad. But if we can keep people fit.
De Gea had a knee knock at the end.
Wednesday's a free hit. Saturday's important. Get another win again next Saturday. And go again.
Two away wins on the bounce, I think, for that squad is massive.
And the one thing I will say, like, oh, well, thank God it was a 4:30 on a Sunday, because Albert was projectile on Friday night, and if there's anything like a kid projectiling, there's nothing. It's like an exorcism going on everywhere. And if it had been yesterday, I would have sat the game off. So he's felt a little bit better. So I'm glad. I've had a good day. I love this place.
Norwich is one of the best. I hope they don't go down. This is one of the great best days down you've ever had.
It'll long, be the new Fulham. A long journey for this a long journey for a lot of people, though.
Oh, yeah.
And who've got to make the journey Wednesday, they've got to make the journey next Saturday. I feel you've done Belgrade. Three games in a week terrifies me. Fuck the players. I need fitness tests.
You should borrow my body for a week.
Yeah, but 20 years younger, I'd take that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I don't think the game the weekend off for you.
For the fans, recover.
We want Ollie to turn around and say, well, this weekend we're resting Barney because he's had fucked. A couple of games and he's fucked.
I'd be rested every game. But yeah, and thanks everyone who bought the mag. Nice having a few words with Terry Hall before he always reads. He's a lovely bloke. Right, long last word.
This moment, happiest I've been for weeks.
I thought, fuck. Bring on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll bring on Wednesday. Looking forward to turning them over.
All right, cheers everyone.
Hey guys, it's just Nick back, Red News seller. Barney's asked again just for a bit of a quick contribution. Didn't go to the game yesterday against Norwich. Bit disappointed, bit too far to maybe get a ticket for those joyous 4:30 kickoffs on a Sunday. What a ridiculous time on a Sunday. A few points really that I wanted to go through, make it nice and quick for you. Main things I wanted to talk about really today, I thought Wan-Bissaka and James were terrific yesterday. There were many, many great performances out there, but those two being only signings again are really showing what they can do on the pitch. But James's pass for Rashford's goal was terrific. Real great ball across into the box again, which he's done, you know, back-to-back Premier League games. Did it against the Scousers, a similar sort of pass. And, you know, it's great to see that those two are really linking up there. And hopefully now James can maybe get a bit more of a rest if Martial's back and you can have a bit more time on the bench and not always having to be over-relied on him and working him like a dog, because he's looked like he's needed a bit of time away from football. I think we can all agree. I mean, the performance yesterday was terrific in itself. I thought it's so nice to finally be in a position where we can bring Garner and Greenwood on when there's no expectation for them to come on and change the game or go on and win the game. You know, the young players are always going to benefit from that. They're going to enjoy it when they're in a side that's playing better and that's full of confidence. So I thought that was really, really good yesterday, was to not just see them having to come on and go like, go on, Greenwood, come and win us the game. We need a goal. Go out, just enjoy yourself. Okay, didn't really have a lot to do, but the whole point is that it's a much better environment, much better atmosphere for players like that to develop. Speaking of other ex-former youth academy players, thought McTominay as well, it was fitting that he would get the 2000th goal in the Premier League. It's nice to see it was a youth academy player that did that for us. It would be disappointing giving the ball away for their goal, but I think we could quickly forgive him, because I thought being 3-0 up, it's not really the end of the world. A clean sheet would have been nice, certainly another back-to-back clean sheet from two good performances as well, certainly in Belgrade. I know it wasn't the most wonderful performance, but at least it was a win and a clean sheet again as well. I mean, speaking of the travelling that we've had to do, you know, on Thursday, all the way out to the east end of Europe's just far away, isn't it, really? And, you know, Norwich again is probably, is it the longest trip that I think we've got to do for the Premier League? You know, it's a long, long journey. I've done Norwich away, it's far. And, you know, credit to the travelling Reds. I know a few that made both journeys, that went to Belgrade and went yesterday. And, you know, the fans certainly yesterday didn't suffer from a European hangover, and neither did United, which is so nice, so refreshing. You know, we've seen that in the times when we've been playing in Europe, we'll come off and we'll have a drab performance at the weekend. And, you know, there was no sign of that. We were still full of life, full of energy. And I think that was a really, really good thing as well, not to see us just take a step forward and win in Europe. And then, you know, we can come again and win away 4 days later. You know, the back-to-back wins itself is incredible. We've waited 232 days from the game against Paris to beating Belgrade on Thursday. You know, they're like buses. You know, they're coming along at once, which is nice. We're welcoming it. We've got another two huge away games coming up, obviously Chelsea in the Cup. For us, it's a real chance to show that we can go out and try and win a trophy this year. You know, is it going to be one step forward and two back like usual? Yeah, it's going to be a rotated side, but this needs to be a competition that Ole and Co take very, very seriously. It's a realistic chance at a trophy at a Wembley day, as the FA Cup will be, as the Europa League will be. But you need to make sure that you're not just putting all your eggs in that Europa League basket. And I think that the League Cup can give us that. You know, you never know. We beat Chelsea away there in February. You know, I'm not saying that we can't beat them on Wednesday night. They might maybe rotate a few players, but it'd be good to see if we can get ourselves into the hat for the next round and take the pressure off us. And, you know, maybe get I know everyone hates him, getting a home draw, at least it'd be a bit easier. I'm more focused on trying to win the competition than focus on the away days at this stage, I think, really, in that competition anyway. I thought yesterday with Martial coming back, though, was fantastic. You know, we've been saying for a while and a few weeks on this podcast now that, you know, watch Rashford fly, watch James fly a bit more when Martial comes back. And I think you saw it all click into gear yesterday. We knew full well that was gonna happen, and you could see Rashford really had a proper smile on his face. And, you know, that link up play for the third goal was just fantastic. It's one of the best goals we've scored, if not the best goal we've scored this season. It was wonderful incisiveness from the pair of them, and the finish at the end from Martial was just a guy who's got his confidence and got his swagger back. And, you know, if he's going to play with that, then, you know, that's going to be a big, big, big help for us. Last point really to mention, I was probably just a VAR. I mean, I couldn't really get my head around the decisions. I still think it's a load of crap. I've told you this before. I think that the look at the first penalty, that one from James, is just never a penalty in a million years. I think we can all agree on that. If anything, it's a foul on the Norwich defender. James should barrage into him, gone looking for it, which is a bit of the game. I kind of want to see him cut out a little bit. It's a nice burst into the box, though. Just try and get it on your foot and try and smash it home, because if he can develop that side of his game, he's going to be a frightening little player. I still don't understand why it takes so long for these decisions to come through. I don't really know what they were discussing about on the first one to even decide it as a penalty. And the second one, it was just a replica of what happened in Paris, wasn't it, at PSG. Defender goes up with his arms up in the air, and VAR's always going to give that. And, you know, the fact is the penalties were so soft that, you know, I try to think where we could really be if we could have scored some of these penalties this season. Probably we've had the league wrapped up by now, and I thought, you know, but it is a worry, you know, getting so many penalties and we keep missing them. And I just don't understand what you could put that down to, especially when you've got someone like Ole, who's such a good finisher of the ball, should be speaking to these people, speaking to these players and getting it in there. But can't complain too much. Two back-to-back performances. Like I say, you waited 232 days away for them, and they come along at once is brilliant for us. So we're just going to make sure that going into the next two games that are both away from home, they're both long distances away, you know, down to London and then down onto the south coast as well. You know, you've just got to make sure that you can keep that momentum going. And if we can, and if we can pick up something against Chelsea, fantastic. Ideally, you know, if we can go to Bournemouth and win that one, that's got to be the more important one. I think we need to keep building this momentum into the league, because the top four can be there to be got at. You know, if you see these performances like yesterday from Norwich, it can be there to be got at, but we have to make sure that we are playing well. And if we can build on what we did yesterday, then great. How much better does it feel on a Monday morning coming into work or doing whatever you're doing on a Monday after a performance like that? But yeah, so we'll be at Bournemouth next week. Not going to Chelsea. I think Barney's going on the Wednesday, but then yeah, we'll be at Bournemouth away next Saturday. So hopefully we can do a bit of a live one, and you can all slag us off for the sound again. Cheers, guys.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.